Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bottom Billion by economist Paul Collier examines why a group of the world's poorest countries has remained stuck in extreme poverty while many other developing nations have grown rapidly. Drawing on development research and policy experience, Collier argues that conventional aid and broad development prescriptions often miss the specific forces keeping these countries behind. He frames the problem around a set of reinforcing traps that commonly affect low-income states, especially those emerging from conflict, heavily dependent on natural resources, geographically disadvantaged, or suffering from weak governance. The book is both diagnostic and practical. It explains how well-intended interventions can fail, and it proposes a portfolio of responses that mix targeted aid, policy conditionality, institutional reform, and selective use of international security and trade measures. Collier aims to shift the debate from slogans to evidence, highlighting why global prosperity has not reached this bottom billion and what realistically can be done to help them converge with the rest of the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying the bottom billion and the development divergence. Collier centers the book on a crucial observation. Global poverty is increasingly concentrated in a relatively small set of countries rather than spread evenly. Many nations in Asia and parts of Latin America have achieved sustained growth, but others have experienced stagnation or repeated reversals. He uses the idea of a bottom billion to describe people living in countries that have not benefited from globalization and have weak prospects of catching up without external and internal changes. The focus is not simply low income levels, but a pattern of long-term underperformance, high risk, and fragile institutions. This framing challenges one-size-fits-all development thinking. It implies that policies successful for middle-income reformers may not work where security is fragile, the state lacks capability, or economic opportunities are narrow. It also reframes the moral and strategic stakes. Persistent failure can foster regional instability, forced migration, transnational crime, and repeated humanitarian crises. By separating chronic underperformers from broader developing country categories, Collier sets up a more targeted conversation about which constraints matter most, why standard tools disappoint, and how international actors can support credible routes toward growth, governance, and basic security. Secondly, the conflict trap and the challenge of post-war recovery. A major theme is the conflict trap, where civil war and political violence both arise from poverty and then deepen it. Collier highlights how conflict destroys infrastructure, discourages investment, breaks human capital formation, and corrodes trust, creating conditions for renewed violence. Post-war periods are especially precarious. Governments face pressure to deliver quick improvements while administrative capacity is weak and security threats remain. The book emphasizes that traditional development assistance often underestimates how security and economics interact. For example, growth opportunities can reduce recruitment into armed groups, while credible security reforms can make private investment possible. Collier also draws attention to the regional spillovers of conflict, such as refugee flows and cross-border militias, which can destabilize neighbors and widen the zone of stagnation. In policy terms, he argues that post-conflict environments may require a temporary blend of peacekeeping, targeted aid, and institutional support that prioritizes restoring basic order and restarting the economy. He is skeptical of assuming that elections alone solve legitimacy problems, and instead stresses building institutions that can manage grievances, restrain predation, and deliver essential services. The practical takeaway is that preventing relapse into conflict is often more cost-effective than responding after a collapse, but it demands realistic timelines and coordinated international engagement. Thirdly, the natural resource trap and managing rents without corruption. Collier examines why abundant natural resources can become a curse for very poor countries. Resource wealth can generate large rents that attract power struggles, weaken accountability, and distort economic structure. Rather than taxing citizens, governments can rely on royalties, which reduces pressure to build effective public institutions and broad-based legitimacy. Large inflows of foreign exchange can also hurt other export sectors by making them less competitive, limiting job creation and diversification. Collier explores how resource dependence raises the risk of corruption and conflict, because controlling the state can become the fastest route to wealth. The problem is not resources themselves, but the governance environment in which extraction occurs. He points to the need for transparency and credible rules for managing revenue, contracting, and spending, so that windfalls are transformed into public goods rather than private fortunes. He also stresses the difficulty of building these rules in low-capacity states and the role of international standards in raising expectations and constraining bad behavior. Policy options include strengthening oversight, improving contract disclosure, stabilizing spending over time, and investing in assets that outlast extraction, such as education, health systems, and infrastructure. The broader message is that resource wealth can finance development, but only if institutions and incentives prevent rent-seeking from dominating politics and economics. Fourthly, landlocked geography, small markets, and the limits of globalization, another trap highlighted is geographic disadvantage, particularly for landlocked countries with poor neighbors and small domestic markets. Collier argues that geography shapes development prospects through transport costs, access to ports, disease burden, and the feasibility of export-led growth. When a country is landlocked, its trade competitiveness depends heavily on the infrastructure and governance of transit states, making policy success partly external. Even strong reforms can be undermined if border delays, conflict next door, or weak regional corridors keep logistics costs high. Small markets also limit economies of scale and reduce the attraction for foreign direct investment. Collier emphasizes that globalization rewards places that can integrate into supply chains, but the bottom billion often cannot do so easily because the basic preconditions are missing. This creates a dilemma. Growth strategies based on manufacturing exports may not be realistic for every country, at least not immediately. He suggests that regional integration, coordinated infrastructure investment, and improved trade facilitation can help, but they require cooperation and long-term commitment. He also discusses how aid might be used more strategically to finance infrastructure and reduce bottlenecks rather than spreading funds thinly across many projects. The theme is that development is not purely about internal policies. It is also about connectivity, regional politics, and the practical cost of moving goods, people, and ideas across borders. Lastly, policy responses. Beyond aid, incentives, governance, and international action, Collier argues that helping the bottom billion requires a package of instruments rather than relying mainly on traditional aid. Aid can be valuable, especially in post-conflict recovery and basic service delivery, but it can also be undermined by weak governance, volatility, and perverse incentives. He discusses the importance of creating credible incentives for reform, including conditionality that is realistic and focused on measurable steps, and external support that strengthens accountability rather than bypassing the state indefinitely. Governance is treated as a practical capability problem as well as a political one. States need systems for budgeting, procurement, policing, courts, and regulation, and these take time to build. Collier also considers the roles of trade policy, international norms, and security guarantees. For instance, better market access can support diversification, while transparency standards can curb corruption in extractive sectors. In extreme cases, he suggests that international peacekeeping or security support may be necessary to break cycles of violence and protect reform windows. He is careful to frame these interventions as selective and rule-based, not open-ended, and emphasizes the need to avoid harm by understanding local incentives. The overall response is pragmatic. Combine aid with trade, security, and governance tools, align them to the specific trap a country faces, and focus on sustaining growth and institutional credibility over a long horizon. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an evidence-driven understanding of why some countries remain trapped in deep poverty despite decades of development efforts. It is particularly valuable for policymakers, NGO leaders, students of economics and international relations, and engaged citizens who follow debates about aid, conflict, governance, and globalization. Collier benefits the reader's life by sharpening how they think about complex problems. Instead of treating poverty as a single issue, he organizes it into specific traps with distinct causes and policy levers. That structure helps readers evaluate proposals more critically, spot unintended consequences, and appreciate why success often depends on sequencing security, institutional capacity, and economic incentives. The book is worth buying compared to similar development titles because it balances moral urgency with hard choices and operational realism. It does not rely on simple narratives of blame or salvation, and it pushes beyond aid as the default answer by integrating trade, transparency, and security considerations. Readers come away with a clearer framework for understanding news about fragile states and a grounded sense of what interventions have a plausible chance of working, where patience is required, and why sustained international attention matters. If you would like to support Paul Collier, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.